Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is NTNN NNN, the weekly update. Real stories, fake news. I'm Oshie Ginsberg here with Josh McGee and Alex Lee, who Alex works in the writer's room at NTNN NNN. Josh McGee, one of our intrepid news reporters. We rarely see you as Josh.
Yeah.
What a treat.
You're never you. You're always almost throwing you under the fucking bus. You're in Bosnia or Bali or the Bahamas.
I prefer it. Hate being myself, but I'll give it a try.
Now, I'm a bit concerned, Alex, because we're recording this. I mean, yay, climate change. We're recording this in the middle of a heat wave.
Glorious heat wave.
37 degrees outside.
Yep, yep.
On a pair of shorts. You're a pair of shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I may not be able to get up from this plastic seat once we're finished. I may be fused to it by the end, but...
What have you chosen to wear today, Josh?
I'm wearing long-sleeved shirt and full jeans, thick black woolen socks. Look, it's the end of my laundry cycle. It was what was left in the drawer.
Like you wanted to meet the real Josh McGee, the man behind the faces, the different characters, and here he is.
If you don't like it,
the end of laundry day.
Is that because you're incubating the comedy? You just keep yourself hot.
Exactly. Hot, I feel like, is conducive to comedy. Just if I get enough sweat going, it creates a coolant system.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about going back to Melbourne?
I'm excited. Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited to be down there. After we shot our little pilot and...
Shot our little pilot. Network.
Dinky little thing.
Studio. Yeah, that's good.
To be back on the road with it, back to the roots.
what that means is, sleeping in a room with a few other people.
Exactly.
One of them you're engaged to, the other people know. So bed farts and ramen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sleeping on my brother's couch, his dog's licking my face to wake me up in the morning. Yeah, it's going to be
art.
Art, exactly.
At least you're dressed appropriately for Melbourne.
Exactly. I'm not taking this off till I get off the plane down there.
Oh, my God. And Alex, you've got your two kids. Your youngest is 10 months old. The big one's about to start big school.
Yeah.
And you're in the netherworld of no daycare but no school yet.
Yeah, I've discovered that all the months are not the same. January is the longest month by about, I think it's about 60 days in January from last count. It's, you know, I love them. But, you know, when you're entertaining two children and keeping them alive, very important, it's the most exhausting job you can have.
I get why, I mean, people give shit to iPad parents. I understand.
Oh, absolutely. And I have to say about that, like, I reckon, you know, boomers are always like, oh, you know, we would never do that. If iPads were invented, 100% our parents would have stuck us in front of an iPad and, you know, left us in the car. Like,
the iPad is simply the, look, you each get $2 weeklies and we get one overnight. And you too, if you're really good, you can get a cartridge game. Like, and that was your week.
Yeah.
I'm, no, what are you doing? I'm watching, you know, Die Hard 3 for the fourth time this week.
That's right,
what I'm doing, because that's what's happening.
On your iPad.
As an 8-year-old. On the VHS.
Yeah.
So this is the audio version of the news show. We've never tried this before, where basically we just kind of talk about the news stories of the week that really I think were kind of interesting. Normally I would read the headlines and then throw the news team a curly one with having no idea about what was coming. This is the 26th of January.
So yesterday there was a Captain Cook statue in St Kilda that was toppled.
Oh, come on.
The language the paper put it in, toppled. there's a lot of people upset about it. It was spray painted with the words, "The colony will fall."
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty badass. I thought it was like, that's pretty cool.
It sounds like a movie.
It does. Doesn't that seem like something out of a movie?
This fall.
But it's not just the anti-invasion day people who are vandalizing, because the fresh food people are also copping it, guys. Apparently, so since there was the boycott that Peter Dutton encouraged of Woolworths last week for Woolworths no longer stocking Australia Day merchandise.
Yeah.
There's been two cases where Woolworths stores have been vandalized.
Boy.
One guy lit a flare inside one, and so his graffiti on the outside was 26 Jan, Aussie oi oi Woolies, fuck you.
I just thought, a lot of bases there.
When we're comparing the taglines of the different movies, I'm not sure.
He's an oi short.
He's an Aussie short. Was it
26 Jan Aussie oi oi Woolies fuck you?
That is
no punctuation.
That is a username on Twitch.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you reckon he's just put his game tag?
He's 26 Jan Aussie oi oi oi.
He's looking for
follow me, like, and subscribe.
Yeah. So the Woolworths CEO went on Sunrise and had to. He denied, quote, serving up wokeness in aisle 3. This was a question posed to him by Carl Stefanovic. But he said, no, they're just not stocking Australia Day merch because no one buys it, apparently.
Yeah.
Which I believe. I
absolutely
feel like people are going to Coles for Australia Day merch. No one's buying it at Woolies for an
extra
dollar.
They're going to also find it cheaper online.
Exactly.
Let's be honest.
It is so funny, isn't it, that they're like, no, we didn't make a principled decision. I promise you. We are not led by morals at all.
It's a purely
commercial decision.
We don't side with the Indigenous people of this country. It's just because we're worried about it going into landfill was the other reason they gave. And I was like, yeah, fair. I mean, but if you're going to be appealing to the left in being environmentally friendly, like, but we're not woke. Don't worry, guys, we're not woke.
No one's here, like, people say, well, who will think of the children? Who will think of the Chinese manufacturers of all this stuff? Have you ever had to return anything? I had to return a camera once.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like 7 lines of thing, and it was like special manufacturing district, and the direct English translation is something like New Island Lands, Island 76, and you look on the Google Maps and it's like there's all this reclaimed earth that they've just pulled out of the ocean.
Just fucking done it. So what's going on at head office there when they see the sales orders coming in? And no worry, we're not going to do their voices.
Look, Ping, I'm really sorry, but we're not making the Little Australia Day plates anymore for Woolworths.
What the fuck, Jeff?
They've cancelled the order. you might want to sit down for this.
Mate, I've got a school fee to pay.
I know, but one of the supermarkets was vandalised.
Fuck, which one?
It was Woolworths.
Oh, I thought it was the other one. There's only two down there.
Yeah, there's only two.
There's two in this building.
So the other one's still going. They've been putting in a lot of orders, so don't worry about that. We've still got the flags going out, but I know you loved those plates.
Fuck me. What are we going to do? We've developed all these new products that we're going to go out this year. There's a fucking boogie board. There was a yoga mat. Who's from R&D?
Oh, Jen.
Jen. Can you get her in here?
Yeah. Hey, Jen, could you...
I'm busy. Wait, one second. Stay. Oh, sorry. I was just developing a robot dog that can kill. And I'm trying just to reduce the bloodlust of the robot dog, but otherwise very obedient. Just, you know, don't let it taste your blood, because then it will... Hey, get off! It will try and eat you. It's fine.
So Jen Jett was just in here. The rubber dog, amazing stuff.
Mm.
It's going to be great.
So good.
Really looking forward to. There's a couple of junters around the world. I know I've got some big orders in. When the other chip's in there, when you push the remote and it goes, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. I know we spent a lot of time on that, but I don't think
they love the Australians. Love that. It's you know, it's their national anthem, I believe.
They do.
I've been studying them.
No one cares. I don't think we're not going to ship. There's one of the supermarkets that's decided not to take it.
Also, I did notice that one of the Aussies was missing from the phrase.
It's three Aussies.
What do you mean? It says that's. I know I've been studying the Australians, and they say at their sporting matches, Aussie, Aussie, oi, fuck, Aussie Woolworths, right? That's because that's what I've...
I mean, that was the intel we were operating on.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not worried.
If we're down a couple of paper plates, we're going to be all right.
Let's give the whole team 5 minutes of break as celebration.
Dude. Okay. I'm unified with you on this.
I'm unified with you. Are you unified?
And you know what I think we'd do? Isn't there like another country that we could just paint the stars red and ship them over?
Oh.
I mean, they're basically the same.
It's really
right. They all, I mean, sorry, they all look the same to me. We'll make another one.
The mood is so clearly shifting towards changing the day. It's just so funny seeing people navigate it.
It's the first, to me, it feels like it's the first year that people are like, shut up, just change it. Who gives a shit? Like,
yeah.
I don't think that even the people who last year were mad about the date changing it, they're just like, can we just do it on a different day? Like, stop having this conversation.
There's so many different options. We could have Australia Day. I mean, like, let's go. If you want to go in the history, it's only been a unified national day since 1994. It's been in July. It's been August.
It's been, in different states on different days. And we're the only country in the world that celebrates the official day of colonization as our national day, rather than our independence or the day that we, amalgamated. Like January 1st was the day that we became a country, March 3rd was the day that we actually got independence from the Brits.
And all still beautiful good, dates as well. Like there's a cleanness to it. 1st March of January, 3rd, March 3rd, the 3rd. It's good. Like they've all got options.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think three of the three.
We're free.
It's not,
come on.
It's not sexy enough though. There's got to be like, you got to be able to picture like a Hollywood movie taking place at that like moment of independence. Whereas I think ours was like so peaceful, so bureaucratic of just like, we're independent now. And it's like,
I think the Queen signed a piece of paper.
I guess we could make that pretty exciting somehow.
She's dead though, but we could recreate. We got animatronic Liz.
Yeah, we all dress as Liz on March the 3rd and sign a piece of paper.
Can I play a pop quiz with you both?
Yeah.
Okay. What day and where did Captain Cook stick a flag in Australia and say, this belongs to us?
I've got a date in my head, but I don't know why. It's the 17th of January.
And where?
At Kurnell.
And you, Josh?
Yeah, I would have said like Botany Bay on the, like the 20th or something. Like
wow,
before.
You're both so close. August 22nd.
Oh.
And you said Botany Bay and you said Kurnell.
Kurnell's in
Botany. Far north Queensland.
A
place called Possession Island. Like it's.
Oh, right.
They named, they yeah. do what they says on the box.
That's right. You know, I mean, yeah, boom. Credit to them.
Yeah. And on the description of the day, they talk about, you know, we could see the camp, the fires from the local people cooking as we declared at Terra Nullius. But yeah, it's fucking Possession Island, the far north Queensland on the 22nd of August. That was the day that Cook did it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Just so fun.
Isn't it wild?
It's so further from January.
Also, that we saw the fires of the people cooking, they were like, we saw the people as we named this place. Yeah. There's no one here. Yep. You're like looking at them being like, yes. Nobody
the
here.
Meals of nobody.
Wow.
Yeah.
What
it's hilarious. But
what a wonderful
I understand.
Culture.
Everyone, but the thing is, everyone else is making decisions based upon, so both of you have, you're going off the information that you had, which was the education system that we have in our country.
Mm.
And,
yeah.
And so everyone, people are making decisions based upon that. Like, well, why wouldn't you? It's fair enough. You know, it's part of your self-identity. I appreciate that. But when you kind of put it on the table and go, there it is, that's the actual day and that's the spot. How do you feel about that day now? Okay.
I have some graffiti I need to remove due to some factual inaccuracies.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I have a final story, and this is it's a bit selfish, this one, but I believe like it could really fuck our country completely. So cost of living is bonkers. There's something that's threatening our country that I think is as big as that. There is a humongously useful and life-changing drug called Vyvanse, which I'm actually on, and sits for part of my ADHD medication. Once I got diagnosed with ADHD and I started using this medication, it changes my day profoundly. Like, for example, there's no way that I would have been able to create this show, take it to Melbourne, make it into... There's no fucking way I could have done any of that had I not been on these meds that allow me to put my intentions and my actions into order. I would have had lots of ideas and run around in circles a lot, but nothing happens. And so it's allowed me to be more productive and focused and in a way that otherwise was just chaos. So it comes in certain sizes, 20, 30, 40, 60, I think. And so people are beg, borrowing and stealing. Like if you're on 60 and you can't get a 60, people will have to buy 3 bottles of 20. But then whoever's on a 20 can't get their 20s because
oh, no.
The 60s. God. And we're about less than a month out from it just drying up completely.
So what's the logic in
fucked if
the
I
pharmaceutical
know,
company side of
but
letting us.
Organizational skills in Australia are
yeah, right. So like in about a month when it all runs out, this is gonna be the Y2K that we
yeah.
of humans.
Of humans.
Yeah. People go, your loose mate who's kind of got their shit together in the last couple of years
yeah.
is gonna go loose again. Or the person that have you know really accelerated at work, like I have, for example. Not because it's like and don't get me wrong, like I said, I go to sleep when I want it. It just allows me to do what other people can do when it comes to executing their ideas. Previously, I'd just be fucking starting 77 things and not finishing any of them and then be flat out at the end of the day, even though I've been completely super busy. So, yeah, I'm just wondering what the fuck's going to happen.
I think we've just got to take it into our hands, just get some backyard manufacturing going.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Clear out the meth labs and just... get
five. Oh, okay.
I think there's an
so you're saying, yeah, go, you know, go to Wagga Wagga or something and
yeah.
talk to a couple of bikey gangs and
exactly.
get them to rebrand into, you know, pharmaceutical companies.
Absolutely.
I mean, all it is just packaging and marketing really, isn't it? I mean, if Australia can make meth, we've proven time and time again.
Well, we can manufacture. Like, we're very good at manufacturing these things on small scale. But I guess it really also shows how vulnerable we are because we don't have any large scale pharmaceutical manufacturing on shore,
yeah,
which is fucking ridiculous when it comes to a country like us. And we saw that in COVID, how vulnerable we were. But yeah, what's it going to do? The school year is about to start again. Kids are going back to school and they're like, oh my God, you've gone from an F to a B. I'm so excited for you here coming into grade 10. What are you going to say to those kids?
I have to start inventing new letters of the alphabet. So somehow this work is worse than an F. And what about the teachers?
The teachers.
Good morning. All right, class, settle down. I'm going to write my name on the board. My name is Mrs. Mrs. L. I want to say L. Let's just call me Mrs. L. All right, and today we're learning about...
It's chemistry, miss. Chemistry.
Look at that. Has that bird always been out that window?
It's a magpie, miss.
Look, I really think Miss L might be kind of losing it.
Yeah.
She's obsessed with this magpie. Usually we're obsessed with the birds coming in the classroom, but...
It's my HSC. I've got a lot on stake here. You know, my dad's going to kick me out of the house if I don't get a good mark.
Lee. Is my last name. Lee. And today you said we are learning about...
Chemistry. We went right up to medications, miss.
Yes, and chemistry tree, just like the thing that bird up there is sitting on.
Can we do a bit of lab today, Miss Lee?
Is there anything we can do?
I'd go nuts. We've got these amphetamines
in powder form. We could make a volcano out of them or something.
Let's just open up your lab kits there, kids. Let's see. Actually, because I'm sorry, I know I'm a bit out of it. They ran out of Vyvanse and I've just been really struggling to, because you kids are very boring. Yeah. And it's hard to sort of focus you. But what was it?
Yes. I don't know if it's helpful, but my uncle Jaden, he's just done 5 in the clank, and he seems to be really focused lately. He rides a motorcycle, and he's always hanging out with his friends in the industrial district. They have like a clubhouse out there.
So great parties.
Oh, that's
great
nice.
Really good parties. But he seems to he gets a lot done. Miss, doesn't sleep much.
No, very
hard. Jaden?
Is he single?
No, but I don't think it really matters.
Okay, yeah.
We should do a bring your uncle to
bring
school day.
Bring your uncle, bring your uncle to school day.
I could bring Jaden. he taught me everything I know about chemistry.
Hey, I think that's him outside.
G'day, kids.
Jaden, Miss Lee wants to talk to you.
Oh, mate,
do you think that is a magpie or a currawong? No, wait, sorry, manufacturing methamphetamines?
What? Who? No? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. I think it's actually a magpie lark.
She's out of Lisdex amphetamine, which is when you bond the chemical.
The legal
stuff. It's in the lysine amino acid, so it's a slow release.
Okay, I've got some amphetamine that you can have.
That's amazing. I mean, because I need it to focus to teach these children, and I've got other children, other classes who need it. I mean, so if you could just teach us how to make it.
Okay, well...
Teach us how to make it and then we can all make our own. I mean, it's not like you're going to control the substance
absolutely.
That so
I'm
many
all
of
about
us need. I mean, that would be...
Freedom of information. Everyone can get in on it. We're all about, teaching and education and giving back
so
to
much,
the community.
Thank you so much, Jaden.
First, you want to get one of these ball flasks. You want to put it over your Bunsen burner, kids. Now, write that down, Bunsen burner. And, there's a fire starting. Okay. All right. Everyone out.
I'm investing in Jaden Industries.
Finally take it to the pharmaceutical groups with a motorcycle, you know?
I love it. It's a big week for people changing jobs, hasn't it, Alex?
Mm-hmm.
Scotty Morrison. Member for Cook?
Yeah, member for Cook, no longer. He's quit politics. And I can only imagine it was because he felt like he has achieved everything that he possibly could for the good people of Cook. And there is surely no other motivation for him to leave 18 months after.
What would those
everything
his
he
job.
Wanted to do?
Like that's literally like breaking up with your girlfriend and then having a new girlfriend move in, but you still live there.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happens?
I'm good. You guys mind? It's cool, man. If you stay, okay. I'll just.
Yeah.
I'll watch what you guys watch.
He's just been phoning it in on the back bench, and now he has revealed he has scored a sweet gig in the private defense sector for an American company. He's actually got two jobs. One is linked to Trump, and the other one invests in technologies related to the AUKUS agreement, the submarines that he himself orchestrated. One of the few things that he managed to do.
Well, I don't see any conflict of interest there. I mean,
what's the time frame that you cannot do that sort of work once you've finished being a politician?
I think it is 18 months. So I think he's like just done it right on.
Do you think he had an alarm on his phone? Like, hey Siri, set a timer for 18 months.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just
develop all the submarines.
Certainly after the Voice referendum, disengagement with politics is, you know, I understand why people are like, fuck me, I can't believe anything you guys say. And this is like, come on, man. Like, it's happened so often. And then for this to happen, it's like, guys, come on.
Yeah, like, just pretend to hide it a little bit. Like, you know, say you're going to go and volunteer at your church or something, and then, you know, after that dies down. But no, it's like, yep, straight into it, no time to waste, two jobs in the US defence sector, thank you very much, bye-bye.
It's like marrying your first cousin in Australia. Legal, not a good look.
And not really good for the future of the country, or I imagine.
Genetically?
No.
I wonder if he'll be stationed in Hawaii at the Navy base.
Big naval base.
He loves Hawaii.
Big naval.
Bring his ukulele.
Do you think he used the uke at the job interview?
God, he'd be so annoying. They'd all hate him. He'd be constantly wearing his Hawaiian shirts.
Most qualified guy there. It's been, five ministries and prime minister?
That's right, yeah. I mean, it's a good resume. He was padding that resume while he was still in politics, wasn't he?
I would like to explore that. Like, it's a new girlfriend. A new boyfriend. And the old boyfriend still lives in the house.
Do you want to come in?
Yeah.
I've had such a great night.
It'd be really,
it was such, it's so that, fun.
Actually, I heard you have some peppermint tea. I don't want to have any caffeine.
Oh, I've got more than peppermint tea.
I might need some more energy.
It's sex.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not very good at subtext. Yes.
To.
Oh, just come in. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Hey guys.
Just don't mind. This is just Josh. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Josh. Osher. No.
Yeah. How you going? Sorry, you just getting some.
You could say that.
Yeah.
How do you guys know each other?
Well, we used to play in a netball team together.
And we used to date.
Yes, for 8 or 9 years.
You admit that a lot. But, so just kind of staying here while I'm in between places.
Where did you live before? Here.
Oh, here.
So hang on, so you guys lived here as a couple. This is the house that you...
Well, yeah, I mean, we've still got our wedding photos up on the wall. That's embarrassing. Yeah, I told you to cover them up when I was bringing a boy home.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, all right.
Okay. So you broke up and now you... Okay.
I did move. I went to a hotel for a night.
Does it bother you that I'm here?
No. Help yourself, you know. Bathrooms are through there. Help yourself to beers in the fridge. Go for it, man. Yeah, absolutely.
How long is this?
I will be on the top bunk, just so you know.
Hang on. I know it's a small apartment, but really? You can't sleep on the couch?
Oh, no, the couch is for his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's where Melissa sleeps.
Melissa's there.
Yeah.
Don't, it's pretty weird. Don't talk to Melissa.
I think she's like, oh, look, I appreciate what's going on. I'm going to go, guys. It's just
oh, no, don't.
No, don't let me put you off. No.
Don't let Josh, but he's very quiet up on that top bunk and he loves listening to his podcast, don't you, Josh?
Absolutely. Joe Rogan Experience all night.
Yeah, you will have to listen. He has like a very loud, so you do. I mean, you're okay with listening to Joe Rogan, right?
The time DMT.
Yeah, I listen on 1.5 speed, so just try and get in as much, you know, knowledge as I can.
Okay, so what do you normally do when, like, if, you know, Alex is, you know, brought people
It's no problem. You know, I'm not weird about it. I don't know why you're being weird about it.
Yeah, to be honest, you're being pretty weird about it.
Yeah.
How long is he going to be here?
I mean, how long are you going to be here?
How long is a piece of string?
Yeah.
Is there a time frame that you guys can do this?
I mean, we did say 18 months, didn't we?
We did, yeah. I mean, Melissa has grown attached to the place, especially that couch. I mean, I think it's going to be hard to convince her to leave.
What time
is it? Yeah, after 18 months, Joshua was meant to move to the couch.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And Melissa was meant to leave.
Yeah, Melissa will be leaving to the granny flat.
Do you have a photo of Melissa?
I mean, she's right over there. Lisa. She's fast asleep. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't. She's really grumpy. She wake her up.
She's a loud snorer.
Yeah.
Deep in it.
So I really like Alex. We had a really great chat over dinner.
That's great. I really
liked it. Like, I've never met someone who got my super obscure Doctor Who reference. She knew who Tegan from Doctor Who was. Amazing.
Okay. Know? Well, I'm not.
And that's why we didn't make it.
Because you didn't know that Tegan, the Doctor Who's assistant, was from Brisbane.
Was from Brisbane. That's what I was going to say. Brisbane.
Look, guys, I'm just going to listen to my Andrew Huberman podcast for a sec.
I think they can cancel each other out, Huberman and Rowan. They just get a phase cancellation.
Yeah, I like to get both sides of the white man. Okay. You know, just the white man.
Well, if you hear anything cool about, you know, I don't know, hormone release or, you know, optimizing for performance that you think might help.
Are you a Huber head?
Oh, mate. I don't even mind that he came out as someone who believes in God. I'm cool with that.
Cool.
I'm digging
a sword. Hey, you want to do a plunge bath right now?
Do you have an... Oh, fuck yeah. Alex, it's been great to meet you.
Oh my God, this always happens.
Should we start our breathing?
Hell yeah.
Melissa, it's happened again.
Poor Melissa.
Poor Melissa.
She was the real victim then.
Fucking hell.
That's cost of living.
That's cost of living for you.
Oh, man. That was fun.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.